Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defended himself today before members of his own party because yesterday he did something he once said he'd never do, meet with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Their brief meeting, which included a stiff handshake, was held at the Israel-Gaza border. Today's meeting of the Likud Party Central Committee took place in Tel Aviv. Jerusalem Report political correspondent Leslie Susser says the Prime Minister came under severe criticism.
There was a lot of catcalling and boos whenever the meeting was mentioned. Netanyahu gave a very fiery performance, a defense of his meeting with Arafat. He repeated a lot of the Likud's hardline policies. But on the whole, the general feeling at this convention was very much against the move to meet Arafat. Mm-hmm.
Well, how did the Prime Minister reconcile his meeting with Arafat with his campaign pledges not to do so?
Well, what he said was that after those pledges were made, he retracted before the election and then again after the election, saying that he would meet Arafat if he felt it was necessary for Israel's security and in Israel's best interests. And his judgment was that at this time a meeting was called for. What he said, though, was that he, in distinction from the previous Labour government, he had made very hard demands of the Palestinians, and they had come through, they had kept to those very stringent demands that he'd made and set the stage for the meeting. It was this, though, that didn't go down so well with the Likud Central Committee. And a number of speakers pointed out that the Palestinians hadn't closed down offices in Jerusalem, that the Likud was demanding that they close down, that they hadn't fully retracted their convention, their covenant calling for Israel's destruction, and that many other points made by the Likud had really not been fulfilled by the Palestinians, and therefore they felt the meeting was premature.
Well, did any of the senior figures in Likud go so far as to leave or threaten to leave the cabinet?
Well, the two main members of the cabinet who are sort of threatening perhaps to leave because of the meeting with Arafat are Ariel Sharon and Benny Begin, the former prime minister's son. Sharon gave a very strong speech against any compromise with Arafat and the Palestinians, but didn't go so far as to suggest that he would be resigning over that issue. Benny Begin, yesterday, soon after the meeting had taken place, called it a case of appeasement and called it capitulation and used language, very, very strong language, against the meeting, language which many political observers in Israel felt would not enable him to continue in government. Picking up the gauntlet after that, Netanyahu said, any minister in my government who uses language like that will not be able to continue in my government. And he repeated that tonight. Benny Begin at the convention hadn't intended to speak. And when Netanyahu made this repeated threat, he got up, took the microphone, and repeated word for word what he said yesterday, but didn't resign, putting the ball again in Netanyahu's court, saying that if you're threatening to fire me, go ahead and fire me. But I will continue inside the government to criticize your policies, unless you fire me.
Leslie Susser is political correspondent for the Jerusalem Report.